Tessa sub-region have been told to desist from dictating their children's academic paths, but instead support their children in pursuing courses that truly interest them. Joseph Ekalam, retired Soroti District Probation Officer, says forcing children into careers they are not passionate about can lead to burnout and dissatisfaction. According to him, many parents are torn between wanting the best for their children and respecting their children's autonomy, revealing that it is not about being lenient, it is about understanding that every child is unique.
Okay. Education is not the end. Well, if somebody does not go to senior 5 or senior 6 as such, what you do, there are vocational training institutions. For example, you can take there is a common one, carpentry and joinery, electrical installation, plumbing and so forth. You know, education, there are so many routes that lead you to heaven. So what's important that even if somebody takes a course, and the child is determined, he can proceed and become very perspective, maybe a carpenter, electrician, and so on. So you will encourage that boy or that girl to take a course of his own preference, but don't force a child to take a course that he may not be able to be interested in.